registration at 202-588-0999, extension 1008, or via email at volunteers@wpfw.org. Just say you want to volunteer and leave your name, phone number, and email address. It's that easy. Again, that's 202-588-0999, extension 1008, or volunteers@wpfw.org. Phone volunteering is a critical part of supporting WPFW, your station for jazz and justice.
At 89.3 FM, this is member-supported WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Chip. Good morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Hey. 4 days. 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. First of all, welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback along with Chip Jones.
Hello.
And as we do every Friday, we take a listen to what you folks are thinking about things out there. And, you know, with the election on the horizon, literally on the horizon.
Horizon, right. Heartbeat away.
Heartbeat away. Mm-hmm. You know, we're asking the question this morning about how y'all feeling out there. You know, I mean, it's, how do we say this? There's so, we've been taken through so many ups and downs and
twists and
rounds.
Turns, yeah.
Twists and turns. Twists and burns. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of emotional going on right now. And right now, we'd like to offer you the opportunity to share what what your feelings are. You know, what are y'all feeling out there?
That's right. We're also asking for your help. We've got a $500 goal for this hour. You know, we're still in our pledge drive, and we're looking for help. So we're looking for some callers on that point as well, or donators at our WPFWFM.org website, or 202-588-9739 telephone, or Cash App, $WPFWFM. So we're coming at you on all fronts today.
And folks, we really appreciate those donations. You know, they are the lifeblood of this station.
And tax-deductible.
Tax-deductible. And keep in mind, folks, we don't do corporate sponsorships, so we're able to bring you unfettered information unfettered discourse about the issues that that confront us. And that's what Community Watch and Comment is all about, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts about these myriad of things that are going on out there.
Weigh in on the subject.
Okay, weigh in on the subject. All right, get it off your chest.
That's right. You know, get hip deep into it.
Okay. So look, make that pledge. Let us know that you're out there listening. That number to call is 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And Chip, Cash App?
Cash App, $ WPFW FM. Or you can go to our website at WPFWFM.org and hit the big bright red donate button.
Please do. Please do. Because you are the lifeblood of what we do here, okay? And, you know, we're getting ready to move soon.
That's right.
We're in the process of, you know, relocating, and you'll be hearing more and more and more about that. But we can't relocate without your donating. Okay.
That's right. We can't load up the truck and move to Beverly Hills without your help.
Exactly. Movie stars.
Swimming pools.
All right, very good. All right,
we're showing our age.
We are really showing our age. All right, so the number for community comment is 202-588-0893. And once again, we're getting your thoughts on, you know, how you feeling out there. Like I say, the election is 4 days away. Mm-hmm. It's coming like that bullet train, not a freight train. It's coming fast.
That's okay. Right.
And we want to know what y'all are feeling. Unstoppable, okay? So we want to know what you guys are feeling out there. Are you optimistic, pessimistic, angry,
befuddled,
on edge, okay, frightened, determined, prayful? How would you classify your mood heading into this most important election? Some argue that this could be the most important election in U.S. history, probably since the Civil War.
Right.
So give us a call, share your thoughts. That's what we open. That's why we're here, so that you guys can share your thoughts. All right. It's very, very important that others hear what you have to say, and people listening and can respond to what you have to say. That's the beauty of Community Watch and Comment. It won't be interrupted with commercials. We ain't gonna hang up on you, okay? And which is important, you know, because not everybody agrees with everybody. But hey, dialogue is that salve. All right, dialogue is that salve. Like we say, talk to the people. All right, 202-588-0893. That's Community Watch and Comment line. Pledge line is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. You become a sustainer, you know, $5, $10, $20 a month, or you can make a one lump sum, you know, contribution. And whatever you can afford, whatever you can do, it is greatly appreciated by the folks here at WPFW. All right? So, Chip.
Yes.
How would you classify your mood right now, man?
I, as I said, I am befuddled. I still cannot wrap my head around, why is this thing so close? it's like, really? I mean, because it seems like Trump has gone off the rails, but he's been off these rails for months, you know, and yet this race still seems to be close. And he's double downing on all his rhetoric. Whether it's, you know, how he's going to be the protector of women, whether they like it or not.
Or not. Oh, boy.
You know, it's just, and then to hear J.D. Vance put it that the kids are turning trans so they can get into Harvard, I guess, because, you know, that with the DEI, the only way you can get in you know, is by turning trans. It's like, have you seen a photo of the alumni and graduating class of Harvard? I see no shortage of straight white males at Harvard. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he's saying, you know?
No, a lot of people don't. And then you got, you know, Harris, Waltz on the road, you know, all of them are pitching their last pitch.
Right.
You know, because the time is of the essence. Early voting is definitely out there.
Six million people have voted, right? I mean, 60 million.
And in Georgia alone, over half the eligible voters have voted already.
Right.
Yeah. So people are taking the advice and voting early, and you still can too, if you haven't done so already. All right. And of course, Tuesday is the day, you know, when you can get to stand in line and cast your vote.
That's right.
That's right. Cast that vote. You know, don't let it go by the wayside.
Tuesday's a drop dead. There's no dog ate my homework excuses. You got to do it. Deadline.
All right. 202-588-0893. Say your thoughts on community watch and comment. This morning, we want to know, you know, what are you feeling out there? You know, trepidation, optimism, pessimism.
Fatigue.
Yes, I think we're all suffering from that. It's kind of hard to believe this is finally coming to a head,
right?
And but it's coming, and it's coming quickly. So and there are still undecided voters out there. There are still many undecided voters out there. So you know, where do you stand? Are you still undecided? Are you still trying to, you know, make up your mind about this, that, or the other? And don't forget, folks, you got these congressional and Senate races that are going to be determined also. So, and, you know, we've been getting hit from all ends by both parties, you know, for their gubernatorial candidates and senatorial and congressional candidates. So, you know, where do you stand? What's on your mind? Give us a call, 202-588-0893. Let's see if we got any calls. Do we have any callers out there, Mike? Okay, I was addressing my engineer.
Yep. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I think we have a different engineer this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But anyhow, as soon as we get those calls, we will patch them in. But we certainly would like to hear from you because, you know, the networks, you know, are not doing any of this any justice, you know, for a variety of reasons. And, you know, it's a shame that people are, well, let's take the polls, for example. People are, you know, have some trepidation about what's going on with the polls, or have some trepidation because the polls, as you said, Chip, indicated that this is a very, very close race. And, you know, you're wondering how it could be so close.
Right.
And, but I also say, well, how many people do you know got polled? You know, who's doing the polling, and where are they doing the polling? And, you know, because there are so many indicators, including early voting, you know, that people are, you know, paying attention. But at the same time, you know, like you say, why is it so, you know, why is it so close, even at this point?
Right.
And, yeah, a lot of things have been said. That Madison Square Garden rally was a harbinger of 1939, when the Nazis came to town in New York to express their freedom of speech, you know, and You know, there was a lot of really, really ugly things said, you know, during that rally, you know, and it's almost unfathomable, but the, you know, that's what occurred.
Right.
Is that the country we want? You know, we want a country like that, that's full of vitriol. Well, that's what we're going to decide, you know, and the next, you know, 4 days, you know, what kind of country are we going to have? You know, and what happens afterwards? You know, no matter who wins, who loses, what happens afterwards? Because there are already efforts to,
stop the vote, you know,
stop the vote.
To challenge it. I mean, this thing in Pennsylvania, apparently it's a group of nuns that they're going after. It's like, it's like, really? A group of nuns are the ones that you think are playing with the vote? It's like,
You got ballot boxes, you got the drop boxes being
set ablaze, yeah.
Yeah, you know, throwing, you know, setting them on fire, you know, things like that. You know, what's wrong with people just exercising their right to vote? Why are you trying to stop people from exercising their right to vote? Okay. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. We'd like to hear from you this morning. We'd like to hear from you this morning in two ways. One, we'd like for you to make a pledge to the show, because it's very important that we hear from you. And of course, we want to hear from you leading into this weekend and before Tuesday when the election occurs. Did you vote early? Are you looking forward to standing in that line, you know, on Tuesday? Have you encountered any obstacles thus far? What are your surprises? You know, a lot of people are surprised that even Republicans are taking advantage of early voting this time.
That's right.
And that's kind of skewing the findings, because the last time the Republicans were told not to do it.
Right.
You know, don't mail your vote in and all this kind of stuff. And now they realize the advantage of participating early and are doing so in more numbers than past expected. All right, 202-588-0893 is the number to call for community watching comment. And we want you to share your thought, and we got some callers. So let's get right to them, because we want you to exercise your freedom of speech. And don't forget, folks, you know, why is this station so important? Because people, one of the candidates is saying that they will go after any media outlet that doesn't agree with their position.
Exactly.
You know, that's horrendous. Okay. That's horrendous. All right. So let's get to the phone. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, the listener. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip.
Hello, sir.
This is Rick calling long distance from Germany.
How you feeling, man?
Can you hear me okay?
I'm talking about how you feeling about the election?
I'm optimistic that Kamala will win.
There we go.
I think that people who hate immigrants, people who don't like gay people or seeing them at liberty in the society, so long as they are not pedophiles and rapists, people who don't like gay people who not only fear the abortion issue, but fear women's liberty, they will vote for Trump. But I think America has not gone stone cold crazy. Even though I believe there are 20 million white Americans prepared for civil war, I believe that most of white America is still sane and will vote for Kamala. I'm done, fellas.
All right,
that's
sir.
Right. Yeah, that, yeah, they're, you're right. He's right. They're out there. There people talking about civil war. And,
I know, great.
You know.
See, that is one of the downsides of the internet. You know, before, you know, you had the crazies out there, but they were scattered. You know, they were, you know, they're like a few of them in a town. But now with the internet, they can hook up. You know, so now they realize they have numbers. Before that,
fall is a time of change and impermanence. What never changes is WPFW's unwavering commitment to providing reliable news, informative public affairs, and exceptional music that inspires both action and introspection. From October 14th through November 3rd, we celebrate The Circle Unbroken, 47 years of being in the community with WPFW during our fall pledge drive. We invite you to be in community and solidarity with us by making a donation at WPFWFM.org to ensure that this independent grassroots media outlet not only survives, but thrives. It is with your generous support that we build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
We're back. WPFW is excited to announce the return of the Social Justice Calendar, your go-to weekly update on the latest events, actions, and initiatives promoting equity, justice, and change across our community. The calendar's mission is to connect you with the heartbeat of grassroots activism in the DMV. Each week, we'll spotlight rallies, workshops, forums, and community actions happening across the region. If you have an event to share, submissions can be emailed to socialjustice@wpfw.org. Please include the name, date, and address of said event in a format that is no longer than a sentence or two on Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, at least 2 weeks in advance of your event date. Space is limited, so submissions are considered in the order that they are received. The Social Justice Calendar is yet another way that WPFW connects, engages, and uplifts our community as we build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
All right, one broadcast at a time, one mind at a time. Yes, sir. All right, so let's go to the phones, 202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, my name is Daryl from Frederick. Yeah, man, I don't think there's no undecided voters. I'm 61 years old, have never been polled, served the United States Army a decade. I believe it's a landslide. I believe Kamala's going to win. I think there's an undercurrent. I listen to CNN, MSNBC. I listen to Fox. I listen to C-SPAN. Every time I turn on a radio station, 90.1, Trump has all the radio talk, but I believe he's already setting it up to claim victory at 9 o'clock. But I do believe that Kamala Harris will win, and I believe she's going to win by a landslide. Why they don't report it, I don't know, but I've never been polled. I want to know. I've been all over the world. I have never been polled. That's my...
Raise your hand if you've ever been polled out there. Okay.
Never been polled. Never.
You got a whole bunch of people raising that hand.
Never been polled. But I do believe that Kamala Harris will win. I think the Republicans and I think the women are going to help us get over the edge. That's my, I'm going through a car wash, so I apologize.
All right. We'll let you go, man. And
that's right.
But thanks for sharing. Getting that car clean.
That's right. Yes, getting ready for the weekend.
There you go. And you know, speaking of women, there's a new effort to attract more women to this campaign and to vote. And they're saying, hey, listen, you know, to the women out there, all right, this is your vote. You don't have to vote like your husband.
You know, right?
Okay. If he's of the mindset that, you know, you're supposed to vote the way he votes.
That's right.
Well, you know, the ad literally says, just don't tell him.
you saw what Fox anchor Jesse Waters says. His wife is in the booth pulling the handle for Harris, and he doesn't know it, that she's cheating on him.
Hey, that's something. My goodness. Yeah. Well, listen, man. Thanks for your call this morning, okay? Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
Same to you.
You too. 202-588-0893.
Yeah, I mean, it's the craziness the way they are going on and stuff. And, you know, it didn't, I don't think I saw it much in the news, but we had another woman in Texas who died because of the abortion law that they waited 40 hours to try to get clarification whether or not they could intercede on her miscarriage, and subsequently she passed away. So, you know, this abortion banning is actually taking lives. We've already seen it in Pennsylvania. Lives. It's taking lives, you know.
It's taking lives. 202-588-0893. Good morning, Carla. Welcome to the show. What are you feeling out there as we approach the election?
Oh, hi. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. I have a couple of things to say. Hopefully I'll be able to get through since this is my first time calling.
Thank you.
I have been voting since 1980. Since I became eligible to vote at 18, I have voted ever since 1980. And since that time, the Voting Rights Bill was passed, I believe, in 1964, 63. Mm-hmm. I'd like you gentlemen to name for me five things, but that'll come at the end. Think about it. Tell me five things we've actually accomplished through voting, other than getting people elected to office, people with black faces. We currently have 54 black congressmen, congress people, members of Congress, in the CBC. What exactly have they achieved in this amount of time? We have two non-voting members of Congress. One of them happens to be Eleanor Holmes Norton, who has been in the Congress as a non-voting member for 40 years and still do not have statehood. Continued overfunding of Israel, of military-industrial complex, the police, what have you. We still do not have reparations, only a bunch of talk. I have seen no results. Maybe someone can shed light on exactly what has been achieved through all this voting. But quite frankly, Donald Trump doesn't scare me. Kamala doesn't scare me. I lived through what happened to D.C. under Ronald Reagan. Okay. I would suggest to the new generation, I did a little bit of research online, and maybe we need to start thinking outside of the box. The box is all of them are up for money. Every single politician is only interested in one thing, their campaign dollars and re-election funds. That is pretty much it. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 43 million black people in this country, 30 million of which are 30 million of which have a job. If those 30 million people gave $10 a month for the next 12 months, just $10 a month, we would have a fund of $3.6 billion. That $3.6 billion can be used to actually flex some political muscle. And I mean give money to both political candidates, the same way AIPAC does, the same way that Wall Street does, the same way the military-industrial complex does. That is the only way. we are going to see any kind of serious results. We can now, it's very clear. You can bribe politics. I'm sorry, not bribe. Let me use the proper word. I guess the politically correct word is lobby in order to get favors from them. We could hire the lobbyists. We could also fund the campaigns of any political party. To me, that is the only solution, because everything else is a bunch of talk and noise. I'm not voting for the Democrats. I will never vote for them again. They have broken promises to me every single time. I'm not doing it. If you guys still believe in that, you can believe in that. And anybody who wants to vote, hey, more power to you. I hope you get what you want. But I can't do it. And I'm not going to. After 40 years of doing it, 50 years of doing it, I'm not doing it again.
So let me just weigh in on the other side. So you think that since 1964, there have been no advancements for people of color in the United States?
No.
Okay. So
the major problems that we have right now are the same major problems that we had in the 70s. The reason that Black Panther Party was
Can I just ask you a couple questions?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a couple questions? Okay. In 1964, what was the percentage of African Americans that graduated from college, 4-year college? Okay, I'll tell you, it was about 6%.
That didn't come from voting? Wait.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it did.
Let me finish.
How did that come from voting?
Because the rules changed. You know, people of color were allowed into universities and colleges that they were never allowed into before. So
that
let
was
me finish.
Affirmative action, it was about, wasn't it?
Well, let me. You know, I sat here quietly and let you talk.
Okay, fair enough.
If we're going to have a discussion, we have to let both sides talk. And I sat quietly and listened to you.
Chip, go ahead and make your point.
Okay.
You're right.
So it was, it was 6% of African Americans that completed a 4-year college. It's now 27%. You know, in 1962, Black poverty was about 35% of the Black population. Now it's below 20. I mean, I understand the idea that we haven't reached perfection, but to negate the advancements that we've had, to say that nothing has changed, I think does a disservice not only to the truth, but to the people that fought for the changes that we do have. We've had a Black president. You know, we went, you know, hundreds of years without that kind of representation. And I think to say that nothing has changed, number one, it's not true. And it's a disservice, like I said, to those that are working even now to make more and more change.
Okay, fair enough. But I will say this, those advancements, that's my whole point. My point is that all of that fighting and those advancements came through various things that didn't necessarily include voting.
Well, it did because it put those people in power that could change the laws
to make those decisions,
to make those things happen. You know, there are fundamental governmental laws that had to change to make those things happen. You know,
and those laws were changed because of voting, you say?
Let me say this.
That's the only way they changed.
Right.
Okay. It was only because of, you know, Black involvement in state legislatures and in the national legislature that change did occur. It didn't fall out the sky. People, just like Chip says, people had to work and earn and march and do letters and the whole nine yards to get what we do have. Now,
fair enough.
I would like to say this. It's not, my question is, this is not just a Democratic issue, because the Republicans ain't offered up nothing. okay? And if anything, they've tried to block progress. That's why we can't get the John Lewis, you know, Voting Rights Act passed. You know, so
why is
here's what we're gonna do, because we got other callers, and you know, we appreciate your thoughts, and we're glad you're sharing them. And you're not alone, you know, but we're gonna have to move on, okay?
Okay.
I think you made your point. I think you made your point very, very well.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you. Thank you very much for participating. Thanks for listening. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yo, peace and blessings. Brother Ron Pinchback, this is Kimon Freeman.
Come on. What's up, man?
How you been, brother?
I'm doing fine, man. How about yourself?
All right. I'm enjoying the revolution. Hope y'all doing the same. real quick, I just want to come to my brother's aid. It was just up here. I just want to acknowledge that, you know, a lot of things have changed, but fundamentally they haven't changed. Like, you know how they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I think that's what he was getting at. Because the fact is that, yes, we had a black president, but so what? Because Barack Obama, we had black people lost more home ownership under Barack Obama than any other administration in the history of this country. There was more black home ownership in 1968 when housing discrimination was still legal than it is today. So, you know, there's some real issues with that and some credence on both sides on the line. But I just want to make sure you was aware and your calls were aware that I'm running for Congress here in D.C. And the fact is that I just saw a picture of a child who wasn't even tall enough to reach the headrest in the car, carjacking somebody. And, you know, we have a great dedicated deputy mayor. Her name escapes me right now, but she met with us at the Anacostia Coordinating Council, and she told us that what the city is doing is not working. So for them to keep the same policies in place that's not working, it means they're now part and parcel of it. And I want to make sure your listeners are aware that we have yet to address the root causes of crime and violence in this city or in this country. And the fact is D.C. has more police per person than any city in America, and America got more prisons than any country in the world, but yet they want to keep crying for more police every time we have some senseless act of violence. Whereas our children, we got, you know, 51% of more prone to violent behavior simply because of their diet, you know. And so when are we going to start addressing the root causes of crime and violence? I think that we should lay that at the foot of Muriel Bowser, lay at the foot of the chairman of the council, and also our beloved Congresswoman, 87-year-old beloved Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, who should pass the torch like Joe Biden did, because we are now having the respected elders who are keeping the reality. And I want to give a big shout out to our council member Vincent Gray for having the wherewithal to recognize for not running again, but stepping down when he realized he was not operating at full capacity. And anybody who has spoken to Eleanor Holmes Norton the past 2 years know it's time for to pass the torch, and the people are propping her up because they want to maintain the status quo. That is my statement for today, and this is Kimon Freeman. Freeman, the number 4, congress.com. It's time for us to do something different. I turn it over back to the worthy hands of Mr. Ron Pinchback.
All right, come on. Good luck with your campaign, okay?
Do something different.
Yeah, do something. Hashtag. All right. And, you know, hey, that's once again, there's a lot of improvement that's needed across the board. And one thing's for certain, unless we live in an atmosphere where that is conducive, then it won't happen. So, that's the crux, you know, how do we make these things happen? How do we dialogue on these things? Mm-hmm. To have some meaningful and everlasting change, you know, not to quote, you know, Ms. Harris, but, you know, we can't afford to go back, you know? So, you know, what does that mean? What does that take, you know, on our part? Okay. Because that's, you know, we have to initiate that action And there are people out there, you know, come on, one of them, you know, that are trying to initiate these types of dialogues within our own community. Because there's no, you know, there's no autonomy there. You know, we have to understand that community involvement is essential, but community awareness, there will be no improvement without that awareness. So we just got to keep banging on it. Got to keep banging on it until we all go, you know, come together and say, look, you know, there are no perfect solutions, but hey, let's get something going here. You know, let's change our minds, let's change our ways. You know, all right. Thank you, Kamon. Let's get back to the phones. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Thanks for your patience.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Okay, I'm on now.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
All right.
Okay. One of the things I'd like to discuss, the gentleman has just got off the line. I'm a teacher in D.C. public schools of 40 years. I taught at Anacostia.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was also teacher of the year for Washington, D.C., 2015. And a lot of times, there are those who are armchair revolutionaries that talk a great game, but if you ever ask them what have they done, they can't tell you anything. The gentleman that just finished talking, when we talk about what's not being done, the first question should be asked, what are you doing and how consistent have you been at it? I don't mean you put in a year, because he's running for office, and that's nothing but a paid job. It could be a second job. There are things that are going on in the city, and the city is in constant flux. And I think as African people in this country, we have to be multimodal in how we approach the problems that affect us directly and not try to include everybody in the solution. If we're going to address the topics that are concerning people of African descent, we work on us, because you can't bring everybody under the tent and expect to get your issues resolved. The gentleman made a comment about a child that carjacked somebody. The question should be, why did that individual do that? And the response is, they consider that to be recreation. The same way, and not just the Black community, but also the white, Latino, and others, sex is considered recreational. And then you say, well, you're doing that because something is missing. What is that something? And as politicians or politricksters, what can I do to fill that void? Look at the how at one point the participatory rate in sports and other activities in D.C. used to be off the hook.
That's
everybody
right.
did something. And now, if you notice, the decline in participation also supports a decline in being more amenable to each other. Something is wrong, and the answer is right in front of us, but we keep looking at everybody's ice to say it's colder than ours. And when I say that, I could be more forward in what I mean, because 1976, I remember they said they would never put a subway station in Southeast. Mm-hmm. But once the demographic changed, now you got a subway system in D.C. There's a game being played. And what we need to be asking ourselves during this political time, okay, let's say Kamala Harris gets put into office. Good. What's your plan B? It's like playing chess, not checkers. The same board, but the position of that square in the right corner tells you what you're playing, chess or checkers. We don't look at what the board is dictating. We're playing chess, but we don't know the position of the board. If Kamala Harris gets in, what about the Senate and Congress? Do we control that? And if so, what are we asking of them? And are we sending the same people previously to cut a deal that they've always cut for themselves? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, all skin folk ain't kin folk.
That's a good way to put it.
Very clear. And what we ask more of the person from the bodega and getting our change back than we ask from politicians. And until we begin to address that, we're not going to get the change we want. And change does not come immediate. Change is a gradual and consistent process.
Exactly.
And if you want to deal with that process, you have to first sit down and strategize, what are you willing to commit to financially, mentally, and physical? Are you willing to get out there and put in the sweat equity? Are you willing to go to PTA meetings? Are you willing to challenge officials? One of the things I learned from Nadie Winner, who was a neighbor on my block, I used to knock on her door, and I kept asking her why. And she said, I'm tired of you knocking on my door. We got a meeting, a congressional meeting, a council meeting later on tonight. I want you to come with me. I want you to see exactly what happens between the day and the evening. The very people that were arguing during the day were drinking and partying off our tax dollars at night. And she said, now do you understand the game? And I'm sitting there going, these two white men, and in cases, black men, were arguing during the day, and they were sitting back good timing after 6 o'clock. And that's when she began to educate me on what happens. But there is politics, and then there's the business of politics. And the business of America is business. Hadn't changed. And I think we need to be more politically sophisticated to ask better questions, demand better answers. And if you don't get the answer that you want, and this is what Nadine Winner told me, if you ask the mayor to come to a community meeting and he sends his assistant and you accept it, always get the second and third.
So, I mean, there's a way in which people talk that they're spouting facts, but they're not spouting truth. You know what I mean? There are ways to say things that factually are correct, but in the context that you put them, doesn't yield us to the truth.
Well, I debate whether it's factually correct, because if you're doing your research in your response, you're including a fact that can be dealt with. We're sitting back. You got... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, That's something that, you know, we all have to do,
right.
You know, no matter your station in life, you know, don't take, you know, what the talking heads, you know, say to you for granted. Do your own research. And unfortunately, a lot of folks just don't do that.
Right.
You know, they're preoccupied with other things.
When you are inundated with so much access to information, you choose not to think. And we're talking
Still need some help here.
We need some pledges.
We are still trying to reach our $500 goal. And we need some folks to call in at 202-588-9739 or hit the website at WPFWFM.org. Hit the donate button or send us something through Cash App at $WPFWFM. I mean, we know that you care about the station, and we know you care about this show in particular because people call in and we discuss. So we're asking you to help us keep this alive. You know,
keep the lines open.
The lines open.
Yeah. All right, sir. We're gonna have to move on, and we've got another caller. And thank you for your contribution to the dialogue this morning. All right. Thank you to all of you for your contribution to the dialogue. As you can see, there are differing opinions on all these things, but that's what makes this station so beautiful.
Right.
We can engage in that type of dialogue. We're willing to engage in that type of dialogue because we do understand its necessity.
How you get to answers. Yeah, it's how you move forward and get to the answers.
So anyhow, let's get back to another call. And folks, make that call to make a pledge. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. Keep these airwaves open. Keep these lines open, these phone lines open for you, okay? So that you can share your ideas. And then we all get together and powwow and come up with an agenda, you know? All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, man. This is a great show. I'm glad I tuned in. Excuse me, I'm in a Whole Foods. This is Thomas Cardwell. But I got to go back to the caller who talked about not voting. And that was the most atrocious statement I've heard through this campaign. Let's start from the top. If the DJs say take it from the top, let's take it from the top. 14th Amendment gave you the right to even to have equal protection under the law. That was done through a vote. The 15th Amendment gave you the protection to not have discrimination of race in voting. Then the black man was allowed to vote. Then you had the voting laws, right? Let me say something to you. If they are fighting something for you not to have, that means it's so powerful for you to have it.
That's right.
Not be dumb and ignorant about this thing. If they are saying you can't vote, if they're doing gerrymandering, let me tell you five things. Let me give them five things that gave you that a benefit. ADA, American Disabilities Act. Anybody that needs a wheelchair, a ramp, or any type of disability, Senator Harkin out of Iowa, they passed that. The Family Home Leave Act of Bill Clinton, that was done through a vote. Understand these things, people. When you have gerrymandering, that was done through a vote. When in Carolina, Texas, yeah. That's how come they can stack the rack on you. And have you not to win political elections, and you still have the majority of the vote in Houston, or you still have the majority of the population, should I say, and you can vote and sway an issue, but because they gerrymandering, that only comes through voting. You can't go to a hotel unless they voted. Adam Clayton Powell, let me give you another benefit. I'm on number three now. Let's go to number three. Number three, Adam Clayton Powell out of New York Civic, Reverend Dr. Adam Clayton Powell. Let's go there. A congressman out of Harlem, let's do this. He put in on the end of a bill that they were trying to pass a bill in Congress. He was clever with it. He said, blacks can't get free lunches, but whites can get free lunches. Whites in the Cumberlands of Kentucky can get free lunches. Hey, man, whites in Kentucky can get free lunches, but blacks can get free lunches in Harlem. If you've ever had a child that got a free lunch out of school, if any of y'all ever had a relative that got a free lunch out of school, that's because of Adam Clayton Powell and voting him in Congress. That's another benefit of voting. And then let me tell you some things that are antithetical of the antithesis of you not voting and you not having the power because somebody else outvoted you. It's Iranian war, Afghanistanian war, Afghan war. Should we talk about the Bushes? And in retrospect, they're dandy darlings compared to what we have juxtaposed against this orange monster that we have in office, had in office. But if you look at the Bushes and their wars, and what they did in Kuwait was cruel because they thwarted the hand of Saddam Hussein. But yet still, we had wars because people voted those politicians in, and those politicians were able to, the presidents were able to say, let's go to war. Understand that you can't get a drink of water unless somebody voted for you to say, for them to say, equal opportunity. Professor B. Ferguson said that that we have
separate equal
rights under the law. Separate but equal. Thank you. Separate but equal. And then 1954, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, Brown versus Topeka said, But you know what the Supreme Court justice said? Y'all got to read what he wrote. He told all the justices, he said, the Chief Justice told the justices, he said, we must have a unanimous decision to send a ubiquitous message to America that America is unified behind no separate but equal. You can't have separate places but equal. How are you going to do that? In Farmville, Virginia, I'm from Halifax County, Virginia. Thomas Cardwell, for the record, Halifax County, Virginia. I'm two counties from Farmville, from that county. I went to it. They said the chicken coops. Chickens lived in better, better habitat, had better habitation than these African American students. So everything you do comes through a vote. You can't stay in a hotel unless you have the Atlanta motor law. You can't marry a white woman if you like white women, if you like white men. You can't marry an interracial person unless you have Levin versus Virginia. You can't do nothing unless you had somebody voting on your behalf. There is nothing you can do in America as a black. White people got all the freedom. They got all the equalities. They got everything they want. You don't have to vote none of them for them because they were humans. They were not three-fifths. Dred Scott decision. They were not three-fifths a person. Understand the etymology of this thing goes back to 1865, 1866. And then if you don't vote Lincoln in, not that he was so much a darling dandy for the slaves, emancipation, because three emancipations were done. You had John C. Fremont. That's the baddest man that was walking at the time. Y'all got to Google John C. Hall's. That caused Trump to come into office because our young people were swayed not to vote for Hillary Clinton. And when you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, you didn't vote for democracy. And you got three Supreme Court justices who said, one day, we're going to take the people off the roll in Virginia. Come on, y'all. Nigga Evers took a bullet in his back so that you could vote.
All right, sir.
Martin Luther King died so that you could vote at the Lenore Hotel. Man, y'all don't want this. You used to call me preacher, investor, banker, whatever title you want to use. This is me, Thomas Cardwell, again, for the record. But, man, don't you ever come on public radio talking to our black people because you ain't doing nothing but sending them back into slavery. And I rebuke that. Damn if I'm doing that.
All right, my man.
I think that's good. I think he's on the last word. He's taking us to the end of the hour.
Exactly. And that's why we're ending, sir, not because of the content of what you're saying.
Right.
We're run out of time. Listen, it's been extremely interesting to hear all the comments. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly.
So, you know, if Kamala wins this election, she's got some homework to do. You know, if Trump wins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the key thing is.
He doesn't do any homework, so
this election, we're not going to probably know the outcome of this election until days or maybe weeks after the election, and then even then, you know, there's going to be contention over it. But I think at the heart of what we're talking about today is that you can't complain about the government that you have if you are not going to step up and participate in it. You know, this just you have usurped and given up your rights if you are not going to vote and participate to make any
and look, and your lack of participation is that's benefiting those who want to oppress you, you know, and
don't want you to participate.
Yeah okay, so keep that in mind, folks. You know, listen, we got to roll up out of here. Please make that phone call to pledge.
You know,
202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739.
And vote.
Vote.
I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from.
As Tuesday, November 5th approaches, the Pacifica Network is preparing to bring you relevant and resonant election night coverage. The coverage will include discussion of the most salient issues of this election cycle, as well as updates on down-ballot races, state and local initiatives, and on-the-ground reporting from coast to coast. Voter suppression, Palestine, the economy, immigration, abortion rights, and so much more are at stake with this presidential election. November 5th, 8 p.m. until midnight, you'll hear analysis, discussion, and community voices from around the country presented by the Pacifica Network. The day after, November 6th, Verna Avery Brown hosts What's at Stake, the morning after post-election coverage. That's Tuesday, November 5th, 8 p.m., and Wednesday, November 6th, 9 a.m., election coverage, as only WPFW can present it. WPFW, presenting a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C.